Photography and architecture have a unique relationship, and that's explored and celebrated in a new art exhibition. Image Building, How Photography Transforms Architecture, features works by 20 different photographers. You can see it at the Frist Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. Therese Lichtenstein is guest curator for the show. She says architecture is all around us, so it has an influence, whether or not we realize it.
Many of these photographs ask you to sort of think about the context, because so often we take for granted the spaces we occupy. I mean, I think sometimes when you go to a new city is when you really notice things in ways that you don't once you're used to living in a place. But I think that there are so many reasons, you know, why architecture is being built. It has to do with the period pieces, the period desires, whether they're conscious or unconscious. And I think when you're looking at the photographs of architecture, it really tells you a lot about the time that the photographs were taken in, as well as about the architecture. So both sort of operate or mediate each other in terms of the larger meaning.
Mark Scala, chief curator at the Frist, says we often take architecture for granted and may pay more attention when a landmark is gone or changed. He agrees that architecture influences us on a daily basis.
Obviously, we live in it, we worship in it, we work in it. So much of our lives is contained by buildings and contained by architecture. And that, I think, is part of the reason why we do sometimes take it for granted, because we see it so often. Our homes become second nature to us. We can't imagine them being any way other than they are. And so, absolutely, it helps define us, but sometimes we don't pay attention to the things that have the most meaning to us.
In addition to that daily influence, Lichtenstein says architecture can also have an impact from historical and political standpoints.
That's the whole concept of the exhibition. That's a really important point, because what I intended to do was to create this environment in which it's not like organized in a way that is chronologically in order at all. It's about sort of being able to move back and forth between time periods and between different thematics. So you start to sort of think about how the photographs have a dialogue with each other, and it kind of raises your consciousness that meaning is layered, and it becomes you highly aware of not just the architecture, but how photography and the way they're photographs gives us an understanding of place.
Scala hopes those who see the exhibit will leave with a better understanding of the relationship between photography and architecture. For example, he says, we might not really know a building or structure until we see photographs of it.
And that sounds a little tricky, because you may go into the same building every day of your life and feel that you really know it well. But then when you see photographs of it, you may be seeing it through another person's eyes. You may be seeing it in another way. When I ask people to close their eyes and imagine some of the great buildings in the world, the Taj Mahal, or the Great Wall of China, the great structures of the world, or the Pentagon, anything like that, what pops into your mind? Even if you've been to the Pentagon and been close up to the Pentagon, that's probably not the image that pops into your mind. What pops into your mind is the aerial view that you would never actually be able to see, but you've seen in photographs that show all five sides of the Pentagon, the exterior and that kind of interior courtyard area. So I think that so much of our perceptions of architecture have been shaped by photography.
The photographs we'll see were carefully chosen and come from places all over the world. Many of us have never been to some of these places and may never get to visit them. But through these photographs, Lichtenstein says architecture can take us to places we might not otherwise go.
Oh, all the time. And we can fantasize about those places. And, you know, oftentimes, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, I've, like, looked at many, many photographs. I actually spent a year in India, and I saw so many photographs of India and watched films and read books. And then when I got to the place, it was completely different. You know, because you have the textures, the smells, you know, this three-dimensional world that you inhabit. So it helps create our idea of a place. And then once you get there, it's still that relationship between the reality and those images that you had in your mind.
Image Building, How Photography Transforms Architecture is showing at the Frist through October 28th. You can learn more at fristartmuseum.org, fristartmuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.